So welcome, beautiful beings. I have the honor of guiding you through a radiating metta meditation tonight. And this is going to be really easy for me in terms of radiating metta, because you all are so metta-worthy. I mean, that's not the right way to put it, but I've seen some of you, been in some practice groups, seen some folk at the Disabled Chronically Ill Neurodiverse group, and I have so much metta for you all. So I realized that metta might be a new term for some folk. The common translation is loving kindness. You might be wondering, like, what is this metta thing? So it's, you know, a feeling of well-wishing that you might have picked up on, kindness. And then Gulu told me his definition of metta, the way to describe it. And it's the feeling you feel when you imagine baby goats. It worked though, didn't it? What's that feeling in the heart? What's that feeling in the body? And I know baby goats might not be your thing, that might not work, but you might imagine your most beloved, and your most beloved in the least complicated way, right? So what is that feeling in the body, in the heart? Just connecting with that, that warmth, that kindness, benevolence, love. Whatever term we use, you know, finding something that resonates for you. Accessing that. Yes. So yesterday someone raised the question of, why should we do these precepts? Can you give me an answer of why we should do this? And I can imagine some of you might be thinking the same thing around metta, like, so why should we really be cultivating metta? And I'll tell you that there are like a gazillion reasons why cultivating metta is great and why practicing the precepts is great. But I'll just give you two for now. For me personally, when I started my practice, I kind of felt that metta was this kind of sidekick, you know, like side project. The real meat of the practice was this mindfulness, coming back to the breath. This, you know, this was the thing. Metta was kind of the fluffy stuff. But over the years, when I really allowed metta to become totally infused with my practice, such an incredible support. I think I can feel that just right now. For me, without the metta, there's this tightness, not that obvious, because I'm like, yeah, I'm here. This tightness, this rigidity, this constriction. And for me, cultivating metta allows it to relax a little bit. You've heard these terms like allowing, right? That allowance, that openness, that softening, that not fighting. These are qualities of metta. So cultivating metta really can support your practice in a tremendous way. And it has for me and continues to. It's not over. So that's one reason. The second reason is because, well, actually, I thought of this reason because I was like, this is actually also the answer to the precepts question. So why practice the precepts and cultivate metta? One answer is because they're protection practices. So just a little bit briefly, I thought that was kind of cool, probably doesn't need to be said, but in terms of the precepts, we're actually offering other beings freedom from fear. We're offering them protection in terms of they know you, and they're not afraid that you're going to harm them by killing them, by lying to them, by using intoxicants and hurting them, So you're giving them this gift of fearlessness, of protection. That's one reason among many. And in terms of metta, so this at this point I get to tell a really great story. So in the suttas, the discourses of the Buddha, there are different stories about metta, some really fun ones. I was like, oh, I don't have time for more than one, so. The story is, there were some monks practicing in a forest. And they didn't know this forest, they just thought it was going to be a great forest to practice in. Little did they know that this forest was the home to many tree spirits. And so there they are practicing. The tree spirits are like, what are these monks doing? We don't really like them coming in here unannounced. You know, this is our place. They weren't too keen on them. So they decided to make all sorts of noise, this whole racket, really scare the monks. And it worked, and the monks were horrified. They were terrified and ran out of the forest, ran to the Buddha. Buddha, we can't practice there. It's too scary. And the Buddha gave them the instructions to go back and practice. But this time, to take with them metta. He taught them metta. He actually gave him a metta sutta as well. And part of this sutta goes like this. Radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. So the monks went back to the forest. And lo, the tree spirits fell in love with them. They felt the radiance of this metta, the kindness. And the spirits ended up protecting the monks. So that is another reason to practice metta. But you might be saying, like, okay, so next time I'm in a forest with tree spirits, I'll bring in some metta, sure, Emiko. So I'll give you an example a little closer to home. So this is my first time staying at the teacher's village. I'm a teacher trainee. And it just so happens that some birds, I think they're sparrows, have built nests in the rafters. I see a nod. You already know about this. Birds have built nests in the rafters of the places where we're staying. And so for the last 3 nights, I have been woken up by this cacophony at 3:30 or 4 every morning. And Jonathan has been woken up as well. So first of all, I want to say, don't worry, we'll be fine. We've talked to people, you know, like white noisemakers, things like that. Earplugs, we're good. But we thought, maybe we should practice some metta toward those birds. We know the story. Maybe this is going to work. What I didn't tell Jonathan is that I actually tried that last night. I was in bed around 4 o'clock hearing these birds, and I thought, let's just send these birds some metta. And I just radiated some metta from my heart. Oh, birds, I hear you. And I kept hearing them. So the external circumstances didn't change. I think we'll try again, though, because who knows? The external circumstances didn't change. But what did change is my relationship to the external circumstances. My heart softened. I couldn't get back to sleep, but I love those birds. It was okay. And that's the power of metta. Metta is a protection practice for your own heart. So that regardless of the conditions, you can be protected by this metta. And it's a lot to cultivate. I offer that we be really patient with ourselves. Again, it's in the spirit of not forcing, not fighting, allowing. So last night, Bruni led us through some of the metta phrases, which are traditionally taught. And I'm going to lead you through radiating metta. So this is a bit of a different practice. I don't think it's taught that often here at Spirit Rock, but it's one that I love. Things work differently for different folk. For me, just staying in contact with the sensations of metta is what's helpful for me. So I want to say before we begin that when we're radiating, we're not pushing. So this isn't like metta omega beams, right? Again, the metta is here and we're just allowing it. And I'll say one more thing. Like many things, this is just an offering. So if you find that, oh, you know, this really isn't working for me, it's totally okay, not a problem. And you're welcome to go back to the phrases if the phrases are supportive to you. And ehipasiko, this word, come and see for yourself. Check it out. Try it on. Okay, so enough talking, let's settle in. So finding a position that is comfortable for you, I invite you to lay down if that feels good. Put a hand on your heart, hand on your belly. I love Bruni's invitation, holding yourself. And I will say, if you are laying down, the orientation of this practice might be a little strange. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it. All I'm going to say is don't take this literally, this guidance literally. Just let it flow as it flows. Okay. So here we are. Settling in, finding a space that allows us to feel held and supported, connected. And if it's available to you, you might take a couple deep breaths, allowing your body to settle in right here. Ah, we are here. You can notice the ground beneath you. This ground holds us effortlessly. We don't need to hold a thing. We can just let go. Noticing the bones in the body. Earth, touching earth. allowing everything to just settle, just arriving, just being. Now bringing our attention to the heart, the energetic heart. And just notice what is here. Oh, it's like this right now. Without judgment, without stories. And in this space, inviting in this quality of metta. And allow yourself to feel into this energy. Oh, metta. Not fighting, not forcing. And you can imagine this metta in the form of luminescence. And you can watch as this luminescence begins to expand. It expands to the edges of our bodies. Allowing ourselves to be bathed in this luminescence, bathed in this metta. And allow yourself to rest here. Your body now filled with this luminescence moves outward past the edges of this physical body And we can imagine a curtain in front of us. And we slowly draw this curtain back. And the radiance of this metta naturally flows forth, illuminating that which is in front of us. Drawing back the curtain, allowing the metta just to radiate all on its own, touching all that is in front of us. And now, imagining a curtain to your right, we draw back this curtain and allow this loving kindness to radiate out into the right, all on its own, abundant, immeasurable metta. This love just shining forth. Now, imagining a curtain behind us and drawing back this curtain, allowing the metta to touch all that is behind us, accepting none. And notice that not only does this metta shine forth, but it also shines back to us. This metta has our back. As we radiate out metta, we also receive it. Now imagining a curtain to our left, drawing back this curtain, metta radiating effortlessly, unobstructed, everything touched by metta. Notice that you are now completely surrounded by metta in all four directions, radiating, illuminating, and receiving this beautiful quality of the heart. And just rest here. Now we draw back the curtain above us, upwards to the heavens, Let the skies fill with metta. Unbounded. No ill will anywhere. Just love. And now the last curtain, the curtain beneath us. Allowing metta to radiate downwards to the depths. Endless, expansive. We have now imbued all four quarters of the earth with loving kindness. And above and below and around, everywhere, to all beings and to yourself.
And I invite you to just notice how this experience is for you. There is no right or wrong. Just what is. Just here. Not fighting, but being with. Just noticing how it is for you. It's like this. It's not good or bad, right or wrong. It's just like this. You just notice. And if we can, we meet all that arises with kindness. Noticing the quality of your heart and quality of your mind. And notice your body. Ah, there's a body here. And feel your lower limbs. Your upper limbs. Your torso. Just noticing what this body feels like. What's it like being in this body, being in this room, this temple? How is it now? Oh, it's like this. Just noticing. This is the practice, noticing what is. If it feels good, you might take a couple deep breaths right now. Ah, you are here. You are right here. And I invite us to spend a bit more time just here with our anchor, now returning back to our anchor, grounding ourselves in this present experience. Thank you all so much for your practice. We have some time now for some movement, and then we'll be back here for some chanting at 8:45. Many blessings.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.